Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the goods and service tax GST changes as a next generation reform that will boost India's economy and relieve the middle class, youth and consumers across the country. In his address to the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said the new GST rates are not just a tax cut but a GST saving festival that will reduce the cost of daily essentials and boost consumption driven growth. He added that the country is taking an important step towards Atmanirbhar Bharat with the implementation of these new tax reforms. Mr. Modi said the nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms, and youth, neo-middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit from this Bachat Utsav. He highlighted that every state will be an equal partner in the journey of the nation's development. He extended his greetings to the nation for the next-gen GST reforms, Bachat Utsav and Navratri, saying the nation is taking a significant step forward in the Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign from the very first day of Navratri.
Is GST Bachat Utsav mein hamare desh ke gareeb, madhyam vargiye log, neo middle class, yuva, kisan, mahilaen, dukandar, vyapari, udyami, sabhi ko ye Bachat Utsav ka bahut fayda hoga.
The new GST rates comes into effect from today, which removes the tax slabs of 12% and 28%, retaining only 5% and 18%. These two slabs will now cover all items and services, barring luxury products or sin goods. Chief Minister of Nagaland Nipi Ryo has welcomed the rollout of the next-gen GST reforms announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post on X, Chief Minister Ryo expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for announcing the rollout of the next-gen GST reforms, which comes into effect from today, introducing simplified tax slabs of 5% and 18%. Mr. Ryo emphasized that this reform will bring relief to families, boost growth and strengthen self-reliance through Made in India initiatives. With the GST reforms coming into effect from today, the reforms will provide big relief to citizens through significant tax reduction on automobiles. Two-wheeler bikes and small cars now will be taxed at 18% from the earlier 28%. Meanwhile, 40% tax will be levied on large cars and cess on these vehicles has been eliminated. The move by the government will reduce the effective tax on large cars, making them more affordable for the buyers. Apart from this, the majority of the components used for the manufacture of motor cars and motorbikes and auto components have also been reduced to 18%. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened financial security for farmers.
At the break of dawn, when golden fields shimmer with promise, farmers stand at the heart of our nation's growth. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a cascade of focused reforms has elevated the humble cultivator from erratic income to assured prosperity. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi said,
"Sathiyo, hamare liye apne kisanon ka hit sarvochcha prathmikta hai. Mere desh ke kisanon ke liye, mere desh ke machhwaron ke liye, mere desh ke pashupalakon ke liye, aaj Bharat taiyar."
The government's commitment is reflected in a remarkable rise in budgetary allocations from just over 27,000 crore rupees in 2013-14 to more than 1,37,000 crore rupees today. While through PM Kisan, over 11 crore farmers have received direct income support.
The City Bus Owners Union Kohima has announced the extension of its bus service route from Liri to New Reserve Junction on a two-week trial basis starting today. As per the circular issued by the union, all city buses will now operate up to the New Reserve Police check gate during the trial period. The fare has been set at 20 rupees from BOC to Liri Junction and 30 from BOC to New Reserve. K3M band has made headlines by winning the Best Regional English Rock Song Award at the Clef Music Awards 2025 in Mumbai, marking a proud moment for the community. Their award-winning song, Pandemic, written during COVID-19, carries a message of resilience, hope and tribute to the frontline workers. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.